Your outer eyes, if you haven't already, and open your soul to the realization that the place where God is most present in your life is in you. God is with you always. You are never alone. But we need to recognize that presence, to receive God's love. We must accept it. And when we do, God will lead us over, under, or around, or through whatever outer obstacle seems to lie in our path. Just as water will always find the path of least resistance, the easiest way to flow downhill, even so, when we become attuned to our spiritual center, attuned to God, we become part of the flow of life. And its current carries us around things that seemed they would not budge, over things that seemed too high to overcome, through things that seemed impenetrable. Be part of that current. Lord, make us part of that current. Help us to ever know you are the prize and keep our eye on the prize. Oh God, you are great. Your presence, your power, your love is what we have truly longed for. Is the one thing that actually will satisfy our hunger. Help us to never forget this, to never be distracted by all the demands, all the outer voices that seem to pull on us. Help us to stay focused on what's really important. For when we're focused, we have power. When we focus, we are the instruments of your spirit in expression in this life, and nothing can stop us. Keep us focused, our Lord. This is our prayer in the name of Christ Jesus. And in his name, we complete our prayers as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.